Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. It's the most important way to support the Mike O'Mara Show, especially during the holidays. The next time you need to buy any gift for that person you love, just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website, then shop like you normally would. It's that simple, and happy holidays from the Mike O'Mara Show and everybody at Amazon.com.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Are you tired of your coworkers wishing you happy holidays instead of a Merry Christmas? Does the commercialization of the Lord's holy day fill your gut with vomity rage? Don't worry. We've got a recipe that's going to teach those irreverent turds a little respect. It's Bill O'Reilly's War on Christmas Cookies. Listen, I know what you're going to do. You're going to bake these cookies and feed them to all your stupid friends and family until you all get sick and puke. I know the deal. Fine. You want to make these cookies? We'll do it live. I said we'll do it live, okay? Start with a half dozen expired eggs that you find at the dump. Put them in a tuba and stir them with a rusty spoon until your fingernail falls off. Buy 300 youthful chickens and teach them to read scripture from whatever version of the Bible that you believe, and mail them to your friend's house. Now, wait until Sunday when the eggs turn sour, and put them in your hair for a few hours. Wring the eggs out of your hair into a waffle iron and bake at 800 degrees until they smell better. Next, get a golf bag and rub it with your feet until it tells you to stop.
Nah.
It's going to put up a fight, but eventually it should acquiesce.
Oh.
Wow. Now put the hair eggs and some baking dust into the golf bag and jiggle it around a bit. Make it watch my show for a few hours until the batter gets nice and stiff. Oh, I guess I'm still being... Am I supposed to be Bill O'Reilly for the whole thing?
Not for the whole thing, no.
Oh. Now put everything in the oven because it's time to make your own frosting. This one... Wow.
Hey, don't look at me, pal.
Start by forming a bowl out of...
Kraft Baby Marshmallows.
It's easy if you know how. When you're ready, fill the bowl. If it's Friday, don't do it yet. You'll anger God for some reason.
Oh, God.
It's just Pony Boy Matt Bloom's old creation.
Some of this might have come post-party.
Now you can pull the cookies out and frost them with a rubber goose until they look healthy again. Put them on a tall door jamb to cool and then get ready for the fun to begin. While they're cooling off, write the letter C on Megyn Kelly's door and run away.
What?
What is going
Jesus.
On? What is going on here?
How dare you?
Mm. On the eve of our Holy Lord's birthday, put the cookies by the fireplace and wait for Santa to come.
Santa.
If he doesn't, it's your fault for not Jesusing hard enough earlier in the year. Try harder next time.
Wow.
Boy,
it was dark.
Boy. Yes.
Dark recipe.
For not Jesusing
hard enough.
Mm. If you succeed, Santa will appear and eat them awkwardly one at a time in total silence. And whatever you do, don't offer him any milk or he'll kill you. This has been another wonderful holiday recipe from Kraft.
Yeah.
Ooh. Wow.
Yummy.
Pony boy.
Yeah.
From the vault.
Matthew Bloom right there.
How you doing? So, Pony, that's quite an anti-Christian rant that you laid in there. That's pretty...
Yeah, what's going on with you, man?
You never know on a Sunday night when you need a recipe. You know, things just kind of flow out of your mind and you just lay them down.
Wow.
Stream of consciousness.
Pony boy.
Yeah, came through. Yeah. Did you come through?
Good
It was
Lord.
A weekend.
Oh,
so you've been working on that one for a while.
I started it, and then I got busy with answering emails, and then I said, OS, it's time, and had a drink.
Hey, Miley, it's go time. Get over here. Right.
I got to work in a golf bag and feet.
Well, happy Monday, December 11th, everyone. As we wind down to the Christmas holiday,
12th.
I will tell you.
Oh, December 12th. Yeah, Mike, you should know that because there's 13 days.
You asked for it.
13 days for Christmas shopping. 13 days to fill the stocking. 13 days for Christmas shopping. Only got 13 more.
Here he comes.
Here he is.
Hi there. Christmas will be here before you know it.
Yeah.
Only 13 shopping days left.
Wow.
He was at the party.
Who?
That guy.
Oh, by the way, if you're just tuning in, we had our Mike O'Mara Show Christmas party. You may have seen on social media some photographs of that. We recorded two of them this year, one normal, one not so normal, for your edification, for your entertainment, that you will be able to listen to on, I believe, the 21st and 22nd?
22nd and 23rd of December.
More content on more broadcasting.
Why do I even bother looking at a calendar? Because I get it wrong all the time.
That'll take you right up to Christmas weekend, and then on Christmas Eve, which is a Saturday, and Christmas Day, which is a Sunday, two episodes of Rob Radio for download, so you can have fresh Christmas music.
Where you're playing Christmas music.
Yeah, where
music
you can...
With your own jolly holiday patter.
Well, yeah, my jolly presentation, Mike, to make your
seasons
bright.
Have you put those in the can yet, by the way?
Because you have to wait to be a little closer
They'll
in case
spoil.
Something timely happens, because all the jokes have to be fresh as today's headlines. Ripped from the newspapers.
You know, I'll tell you something headlines. About our crew.
Here comes a new inauguration joke.
Our crew brings the funny, like always. Like, our crew was even making me laugh via text messages on Sunday.
Yes, that was a good thread.
That was a you know, it was brief, but it was entertaining.
Proof of life.
Highly entertaining.
No kill shelter.
Yes. So we had our holiday party, and thanks to everybody that attended, and also most importantly, thanks to our friend Jimmy Cerrito from Jimmy's
Old Town. Oh, the
best. Who brought the booze, who brought the food, who brought the goose, his mascot that he has. Mm-hmm. And then Jimmy last night was at the, they call it the Zinzi party, but it's actually, I call it the bartender's ball.
Did it evolve out of the old bartender's ball?
Yeah. Did they have it at the new casino hotel? Is that where they had it? Looked like a brand new hotel.
Mike, your intel's better than mine.
I heard it was like in the new, I heard it was in Jimmy's new wing.
I was so, not, but hey, I saw some pictures of that too.
It's in the box.
Because I was very Jimmy focused over the weekend. I will tell you that I watched Jimmy's Facebook Live as he went table to table to look at the table play settings to see like Mr. Days, and then he went to E-Cities, and I was actually riveted by Jimmy. Well, I just was curious because way back when, in a land far, far away, I attended the bartender's ball, and a million years ago, and so I'm fascinated by it, and it's just a chance for, on a Sunday night, when normally people would not get together, because these people are working their asses off with holiday parties and everything else, it's a party that's designed for the service industry, the people that are in the restaurant business, to get together and have their annual conclave, and it is massive.
Huge.
And this one looks like it was as big as anything else, and Jimmy... tonight we'll have his holiday party for his restaurant.
Yes, three in a row.
So Jimmy's going to be 3 for 3.
He's on tour.
Yeah,
he's on tour now.
Yeah,
and, he does that more than anybody. Like Jimmy will have
hardest working guy I know.
Memorial Day weekend. Jimmy will have the massive weekend celebration.
Well, he starts it in April,
and then but after Memorial Day, like the Sunday on Memorial Day during the day, he will have this massive party. Memorial Day weekend on a Sunday at his restaurant, and then he gets his whole crew, and they go down to like this park by the lake the day after for the day.
He loves his employees. He treats them well.
He likes to party.
Yeah, and I will actually be at the Jod party tonight playing music for them.
Oh, look at you. You're on tour.
How many years have you done that now?
This is my sixth or seventh year, I think.
Now, does he have it at his joint or is it off campus?
No, it is at a fraternal
Moose Lodge or something.
You nailed it. You nailed it.
And, is it a Moose Lodge?
It is the Moose Lodge in Manassas. Yeah. Not in Manassas. I'm sorry, in Herndon.
By the way, Moose Lodge is the for those that enjoy a reasonably priced adult beverage, the great secret
yes.
of the world. Oscar, you're a member, aren't you?
Oh, no. I went to...
Didn't you join? Who joined? Didn't somebody join?
I didn't join, but my girl's father, who passed, used to go to the Moose Lodge, not this one, but a local one near his house.
Yeah, the right. Moose. And they call it the Moose.
And we walked in there, and I said... These beers are the cheapest beers I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sometimes when I'm out and about and here in South Florida, and I'll bump into some guys like, hey, have you ever been to the Moose Lodge?
Oh, it's huge.
Have you ever been to the Moose Lodge and try? Their prices are fantastic.
It's huge on the Eastern right Shore now. Where my dad has his beach place. All the locals down there say, what are you doing tonight? You want to go over to Moose? Well, let's go to the Moose. I've never been to the Moose. No.
No. You've never been in a Moose Lodge?
No, I've been in a Moose Lodge, but I've never been to that Moose Lodge.
Where did you have your wedding reception? Wasn't it in one of those kind of places?
It might have been a Moose-owned facility. Yeah, I think it might have been.
I think it was a Moose Lodge.
What's that?
Like a banquet room next to the Moose
what
Lodge?
What it was...
They're not Standard Oil. I mean, if it's a Moose Lodge, it's a Moose Lodge. It's not a Moose-owned facility.
It's owned by Big Moose. No, it was an old barn in Sterling that they revamped and made into a party
place.
How
can they afford such low prices?
Because volume.
I think they buy probably like a restaurant without a thought of the profit. I think that they buy the booze at restaurant prices, and then they don't pass along a markup to their membership because they're not trying to profit.
Wow.
They make their profit by the dues.
They're a charitable organization, right? They do stuff for the community.
I think when I was a baby disc jockey out in Herndon, Virginia, at a radio station that has now been plowed over and there's a parking lot there.
We took a picture of the field.
It was WOHN before they changed it to WVBK, Virginia's Best Country. That was my first.
I should have known
radio back then. I should have known. I was indoctrinated into the world of radio early on when I experienced a format change. And that's what they do, what radio stations do. And a guy from the local Moose Lodge used to call me. Like one of the four people that listened to me would actually call. And, I got to know the guy because he was listening to what I did. And that was special.
That's like college radio. There's four people that listen, and you get to know them.
You're like, oh,
I was nervous.
Hi, Stan.
Enough. It might as well have been, going on the CBS morning show. I was as nervous as I did not sleep, and I had to play 3 hours of tape, and then I got my 1 hour of live radio.
Was it Sunday morning stuff?
Powerline with Brother John Rivers.
Oh, religious Powerline.
Yeah, yes. And then there was the Chamber of Commerce show. I forgot what that one was.
Power Commerce.
There were four shows that I had to play. Like
Colin Blow.
Four shows in 3 hours. And Powerline was the.
Were they reel to reel tapes?
No, record. They'd send
really
a couple of them would come with reel to reel.
That's cool.
And, that is.
By the way, this taught you how to be a. You had to know. You know every format. You had to know how
clock.
To get it on the air and get it get the timing right. And then, but I didn't care about any of that because as a junior at The American University, this was going to be my first official radio shift, and I slept at 5402 Cromwell Drive in the basement of my group house that I had because I was off campus at that point and was just, I couldn't sleep.
Did you have an automobile at that time? How did you get from D.C.?
I had automobiles forever. I had ratty, nasty. I had the Plymouth Satellite Sebring barely ran that my father had in the 1970s. And
Cool-looking car to this day.
Yeah. My dad came down with me, and we drove it to JKJ Chevrolet and bought a used Ford Fiesta and left it running because if we shut it off, the engine wouldn't come back on. I remember sitting outside of one of those used car trailers with the engine
in the parking lot,
signing the paperwork, which... You know, probably overpaid ridiculously for this lawnmower that they called a car, the Ford Fiesta.
The only thing that makes
my dad and I thinking we had really scored.
The only thing that can make a Ford Fiesta sound more dynamic is when you say a used Ford Fiesta.
Used Ford Fiesta.
But at least you should have bought a new one. Yeah,
was a killer car in the snow. Killer car had front wheel drive. It was a killer car.
Which was not common then.
Not common at all, and it, you know, looked like a little box. You could go back and look. I don't know what year it was, you know. And it's funny. I remember all. I don't remember college roommates I had, but I remember cars I had. It went from Satellite Sebring to Ford Fiesta to Toyota Starlet.
That's another
and the Toyota Starlet that I also got from the fabulous Coons family. I think it was Jimmy Coons.
You know, the Coons family employed me for many years. Many years.
And then they employed me too because I did their commercials for a while when they had the jingle that went "Attaway, JKJ." When I did the, I don't know why I'm going down memory lane here, but
I love it though.
I don't know how that started, but anyway,
you're missing the best local the best local car jingle though. It goes way back. It might even predate you being in town. Which is, you'll always get your way at Orsman Chevrolet. It's the number one dealer with deals.
I can top you on that.
Okay. Doing business is a pleasure with a pal at Fair Oaks Dodge.
You win.
Well, how about that guy that came? Is he still doing his commercials?
I love the Fitzway, yes.
Yeah. And you hear the guy come on and go,
Mike, I met, is it Fitzgerald?
Yeah, Fitzgerald.
Why? Because the Irish people have like 15 brothers that run all their dealerships so they can trust them. They never screw each other because it's like the whole Catholic code. I said, I met a guy down here. It's just like, what do you do? I run the Empire. Oh, yeah? Yeah, my brother's at one dealership. My other brother's at the other. And my other brother does our advertising. And then that brother, you know. And then there's just one guy that does one thing each month. They delegate responsibility. And it goes in a rotation
right, where
some of them will be at the dealership. Some of them will not be at the dealership. And then each month they have the designated brother that does the most important thing for the whole dealership.
There's one thing that's more important than anything else.
Absolutely.
What's that?
He does the f***ing.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Well, young lady, what's your name?
Susan Walker. What's yours?
Mine? Kris Kringle. I'm Santa Claus. Oh, you don't believe that, do you?
You see, my mother's Mrs. Walker, the lady who hired you. But I must say, you're the best-looking one I've ever seen.
Really?
Your beard doesn't have one of those things that goes over your ears.
Well, that's because it's real. Just like I'm really Santa Claus. Now, what would you like me to bring you for Christmas?
Nothing, thank you. Whatever I want, my mother will get for me. If it's sensible and doesn't cost too much, of course.
Hello. Ich bin glad that you're gekommen, Ben.
Oh, Ben, Santa Claus.
Yes, sicher.
Existed, Bill. Ich was sicher, that he would sabel reifen.
Natürlich.
Ich hab von alles.
Will you one word me singen?
Santa Claus kapuncha, heifet in mein Schuncha, heifet in mein Larsche. Thank you, Santa Claus.
Here I Ben.
Hello? Hello?
No. Oh, dear.
Thank you, darling. Hello?
No, dear.
There. Oh, darling. How silly of me. Hello? Why, we'd love to have Santa Claus come and stay with us. I think it would be simply charming.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Miracle on 34th Street.
Great film.
What year?
1947. And the weird thing is,
so it was after the war.
And the weird thing about it,
they worked that whole German thing in there.
The studio had no faith in it, so they released it in the summertime as a romantic comedy.
Really?
Yep. And it turned out to be a tremendous hit. And matter of fact, I think Edmund Gwenn got the Oscar for Santa Claus or Kris Kringle.
And they all had those, like what the actors had back then. There were a lot of them were American actors with
yes.
those British accents.
Hello, dear.
Hello, dear. Yes. Pick up the phone right now. Yes, hello. Live from the Fiverr Studios in Washington, D.C., The Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. The Mike O'Mara Show is a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it, and if you're here, so do you. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673 or MikeO'MaraShow.com. We're online, we're on air, we're on now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Today's program is brought to you by Tipsy Elves.
Yeah.
I had another opportunity to wear it. I was too afraid. I was too afraid. They had the teddy bear toss down here at the hockey game.
Oh, it would have been perfect for that.
Yeah. It would have been perfect for
kids
that.
Kids love sweaters.
Yeah. It still is kids, and the idea of two reindeer doing that. There will be the perfect occasion. I think it's perfect for the office party with grown-ups. I really do. And I'm talking about my particular sweater. Tipsy Elves has fantastic sweaters.
I've worn mine twice out already.
They're beautiful.
Mine's a little naughty. Tis the season for all things that only seem to make sense at holiday time. Eggnog, mistletoe, and of course, ugly Christmas sweaters. Everybody needs an ugly Christmas sweater. And if you want supreme bragging rights for the most talked about sweater at the Christmas party, listen up. All you need is tipsyelves.com. Tipsy Elves Christmas sweaters are like nothing you've ever seen before. You want to go to the website and check out the new 2016 sweaters. You won't find them anywhere else. They are not for the faint of heart.
True.
The one I got.
It's true.
I will wear it. Tipsy Elves sweaters are all about fun, but are serious on quality and construction. Maybe I'll wear it to the airport on Friday.
Yes! Yes, yes, yes!
It was going to be a good idea until they pull you aside for security. Sir, come with me.
Come with us, please. TipsyElves.com also has interactive sweaters, Christmas suits, holiday leggings, sweater dresses, pajamas. Right now, our TMOS code can get you 20% off at TipsyElves.com. Everything on the site. You want to be the funny person at your party? Shop now for the best selection, and you'll have it in time for your ugly sweater Christmas party. Go to TipsyElves.com. Enter the code TMOS at checkout to get your 20% site-wide discount. That's TipsyElves.com and the code TMOS, ladies and gentlemen.
Boom, bam. Boom, bam.
So we're all dragging our asses a little bit today on this Monday show because we had our Christmas party on Saturday where we taped two shows that you're going to be able to hear on the 22nd and 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
And so you'll be hearing those shows as we give you more content than we've ever given you on TMOS. And it's going to be leading all the way up till Christmas Day.
Yes.
In fact, including Christmas Day. So you're going to love that. And what we do is we tape two broadcasts. And we combine it with our holiday party because people over the years have demonstrated to us that they love to come in where the microphones are and hang
out
while we're doing the show and say hi.
Last year, it didn't work out that we were able to have a get-together. And I think a lot of people missed it, us included, because you didn't have a chance to really have a chance to, you know, hang out and do the show. So this year was extra special, I think.
Yeah, we were very, very psyched to have everybody come by. And I will tell you that on a personal note, at the end of that, I look at the pictures, I hear everybody that comes by, and I just feel I feel so incredibly lucky that we've had so many just good people that surround us, and it's just a lot of fun and just kind fun. Everybody probably parties a little too much, but that's us, and it's just a great time and
wonderful
Jimmy
people and very thirsty people.
What's
very
too much?
Thirsty people? Everybody, because we're partiers, we hang around partiers. You know what?
Yeah.
That's okay too. Well, you know, I'm that makes me glad I don't work for like IBM. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's, you know, wingtip shoes and what's that?
Big
what?
Blue.
Is that the
IBM?
Nickname?
Yeah. That's what they're known
Big
for.
Blue. Big Blue. Yeah. Got a couple of those guys down here in Coonville. Yeah. A couple of retired IBMers.
Used to work for Big Blue.
Yeah, I was with International Business Machines for 32 years.
When they built computers.
No, they're not like that at all. No, they're much more just like me.
Oh, really? Do you think the job ruined them? Do you think maybe they used to be great?
I think that there are certain corporate cultures that literally mold your personality if you work there for life.
So what you need is you need to find them when they were like young Scrooge.
It's just you get people. I've heard, by the way, I've heard it from the old guys that say, well, that's because he worked for them.
Yeah.
And they,
oh,
the,
wow.
People that were in the corporate
Black
culture
Panthers.
Back in the day when there were fewer. People that worked in corporate culture back in the day when there were fewer big corporations know the corporate cultures at other
because
places.
Because it dictates how your personal and professional life is really laid out for you for the entire year and the tenure of your time there, right?
Yeah, and for that time, it was a machine. I mean,
yes.
IBM itself was a machine.
Huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet if you brought a 75-year-old guy in here that was an IBMer, you could probably get him to talk about the whole way that they rolled. There was a certain code. That's what I've gotten, bits and pieces of
and
it.
And they
I've
went through transitions
guys.
Because they were first a computer manufacturer, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then the laptops got...
Maybe
got,
even like adding machines before that.
Yeah, but they got commoditized
right.
because everybody was making them. Mm-hmm. So they were like, we can't do this. And then they bought PricewaterhouseCooper, and then they became a business consultant.
Yeah, they modified over the years. I get extremely nostalgic around this time of year for the civility that we had in years past. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, when I think about it, I am old enough to remember how my old man conducted himself and how he looked. My father was not a wealthy man, but my father was a corporate guy.
Well put together.
And that the fact is that he would be, I mean, they had the uniform, man.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, I remember, I'm old enough to remember when I was little, the uniform, which was the, you know, the suits. Every day, it didn't matter what you were doing.
I had to shine my father's shoes. I remember that was my job, and I had to do it all the time because he would never walk in with skater shoes.
By the way, I need
my work.
I need my wingtips by Thursday.
No, I don't mess with
that. And you look back on it and you say, "Oh,
man, get your shine box."
You know, we're much more. Get your shine box. Hey, I've got busty balls. Come on. Tommy. Tommy, why don't you go get your shine box?
Why you? Keep him here. Keep him here.
Anyway.
You know, when you do all the voices in a scene.
Go get your shine box. Why you out? I'll kick your ass.
I don't know what he said exactly, but there's a lot of violence. A tremendous amount of violence.
He's a hothead. That's his deal.
You look back on it, and I say to myself, yeah, I'm glad that that we can be casual, but yet we've become more casual. And I think it would have been really kind of cool to go to regular, like, public events, like sporting events and parties and stuff, and seen everybody that was dressed. That everybody didn't leave the house for a public event unless you were put together. And
I can see that for a Christmas party,
a little bit.
But I tell you what, I don't know how they did it in the summertime. When it was pre-air conditioning and they're wearing coats and ties and hats inside. Might have been civil, but I tell you what, they were
to ask that question.
They were very sleepy all
the
time.
That's the seersucker suit that they would
still
wear,
too hot. You know?
Yeah, lightweight.
Still too hot. I'm afraid.
Too much fabric.
No, but yeah, I mean, it probably was pretty goddamn unpleasant.
Yeah, if you watch Mad Men, they're sweating in their office smoking cigarettes.
Comfort was not the deal. That's why they would go out and have five martinis at lunch.
True. At an air-cooled restaurant.
You know? And the thing, I don't know. I look back on my old man who would be, we would go to, it was a big deal to me, and you might laugh now because it was a big deal for me, but it was minor league football. And that's all we had in my hometown. And we would go to a game, and my father would wear a blazer and a tie. And we'd be at a football game, at a minor league football game. I mean, that's the way it would go down. That's the way he dressed for that type of stuff. He'd wear that to a little league game. You know, I mean, that, and a lot of dads would.
Yep.
I mean, you had a lot of dads that that did that.
Well, you could see a colleague, and you don't want to look like you're homeless. Right? Right? Isn't that the case? Everybody knew each other, lived in the same neighborhoods. You would see each other outside of work.
Yeah, if my dad was like doing yard work and stuff on a Saturday, I'd look and go, he's wearing dungarees.
Yes.
Ah. Oh, my God.
It was weird. You
know? And now it's just we've gone full circle. We've come full circle. I don't know what got me on this tangent. Maybe
Big
was
Daddy
just,
was the same way. I've seen him, you know, when we did the garden work and stuff, he had a tractor, a fairly decent-sized tractor, bigger than you would ever see for, like, yard work and anything. If you ever want it, it's a International Harvester.
When you go into the big cities now, probably like New York, it's the same. You know, you see a lot of people dressed.
But I would see him
in DJs, Mike.
I would
DJs.
See him plowing on his tractor, but he'd loosen his tie. And that was like a big deal. He wouldn't have a coat because, he lived in a suit because he was a furniture guy.
Yes.
But he'd get up there. He would never roll his sleeves up. Never once would I see him in a short sleeve shirt, always sleeves down to his wrist and a loosened tie in the garden plowing.
Wow.
And
that was a different era.
Time machine right there.
That was a different era. And this is the time of year we get all nostalgic, stuff like that. And I think I thought about that when I was watching catfighting videos online last night. And I'm not talking about the meow kind.
Oh!
I'm talking about girls pulling each other's hair out.
Yeah.
And I'm just going, hey, boy. Well, we live in a fine time now.
Were they wearing ties?
No ties. No. Maybe string ties.
Okay, I'm with you. Yeah, I'm with you.
I don't know why I said that. We're going to take a break, come back with more fun, more of a review of our fabulous weekend of frivolity. I guess a couple of interns ended up on the floor at the Santana Mansion.
Mm.
And I went to a teddy bear toss after my atomizer jug of White Russian. We will take a break and come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Merry Christmas, baby.
Hello, technology enthusiasts. Since 2008, Tech 4-in-1 has been providing you with a dazzling cocktail of state-of-the-art info and rib-tickling entertainment. Oscar Santana and Todd Moore really bring it week after week, but now it's even better. Thanks to me. Mike McIntosh.
Yay!
You know, Mac, the intern. Now that I'm a regular on Tech 4-11, the sky's the limit. Tune in and live the magic. It's Tech 4-in-1 with Oscar, Todd, and me, Mac, the intern. Available on the TMOS app, iTunes, and tech411show.com.
One take,
Mike.
I age when I hear that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Loot Crate. Hey, we all know a geek, right? We all know somebody that loves
Listen to that last pop culture,
superhero, video game, sci-fi stuff. Everybody has somebody like that in their family. It might be you listening to me right now. The TMOS fans, we know where there are a lot of you out there. Let me tell you about Loot Crate. Every month, what Loot Crate does, they send you a box of cool loot that all the geeks are going to love. Stuff like t-shirts, gear, collectibles, and they're based on themes they love, like anime, gaming, many more. Stuff from top franchises like Marvel, Batman, Harry Potter, Fallout, and more. What is the Fallout franchise? What is that one?
Video game.
Okay. So if you know, whether you're a gamer, whether you like comic books, Loot Crate is offering our listeners special savings on 3, 6, and 12-month subscriptions. And it's like you get Christmas every month.
Yep.
You choose the theme, the subscription length, and the recipient, and you're done. This is a great gift idea. Each month's theme features a mix of the best in gaming and pop culture, stuff valued at twice what it costs in every single crate, ready to make everyone jealous with your incredible gift-giving superpowers. Just go to lootcrate.com/TMOS and take advantage of special savings on 3, 6, and 12-month subscriptions right now.
Do it now.
That's LOOTCRATE.com/TMOS for this special offer. Lootcrate.com/TMOS. Thank you, and enjoy your loot. So we had the big Christmas party.
Mm-hmm.
We had everybody. We had interns. Well, we had former interns. We had friends of the show. What was great about it is in years past, we would kind of do it as kind of a client thing. When we had some more local clients, we don't. We have a lot of national clients now, so we don't need to bring them into the studio with us. And we had all our pals. And our pals don't require any talking into.
They know what's up.
Get the party going.
It was almost magical because, as you said before, we recorded two shows.
Yes.
And here's why it was almost magical. When we started the first
show. How dare you?
That's a horrible word.
I think I know where Rob is going when he says magical.
It was magical because
of. Why do you use that word magical?
Because it's the holidays. It's a time of magic. But the thing, Mike, we did the first show. We started it with the door shut and did a complete show.
Yes.
80 minutes later.
By the way, I would like to do my Rob Spiewak impression for the second show that we taped over the weekend. It was like, poor. Poor. And he like did. I saw it like.
Can't argue facts.
I don't know if I'm pointing kind of.
You are.
I look down here, Rob, to like where the other monitor is, and that's where you had your drinky.
Yep.
And I just saw, and you were a pouring machine. The next thing I knew, and this is all I knew, after we had gotten done taping our shows, Jimmy sent me a picture of Rob taken at 1 a.m.
Yep.
With a EQ, Jimmy's right-hand man hanging over you. But go ahead. Get back to the...
I wish I could dispel any of those facts as rumors, but they are all facts.
Don't picture you out till 1 a.m.
Everyone
That's
had a DD.
You, really.
No, I had a DD, and as I broke down, and the next
Who was
day,
your DD? Who was your
Adrian Garcia.
DD? Oh my
known Latino.
So as I the next day when I'm
man. What did you do for him if he took you home at like 2 o'clock in the morning?
I paid for his gas and his tolls, and I still owe him money. I had money to give him, but I had to pay for my bar tab. So I'll pay him when he comes in.
That is a 1 hour drive to and from. Where does Adrian live?
He lives in Herndon/Sterling.
Yeah.
Oh, so
good.
It's not
okay.
horrible bad
okay,
for him.
Good. So it's not totally horrible.
No.
That's
but as I reconstructed the evening's timeline to my father, he said, "Wait, that was a really long day." I said, "Yes, it was."
You got to the studio. What time did you get to the studio?
1:45.
No, 1:15. Oscar was here.
Oh, I say that's part of the show. You'll have to hear the show. That comes up on the actual show.
But it merits setting the table now because it's all important.
Right. I know what I did because I had the Familia and my evening continued, but that's nothing compared to you guys picked a second location. Am I right?
We went to the second location right down the street.
But to finish, to put a button on why it was magical. I have to say this.
Oh, yeah. Why was it magical?
Because when we finished the first show, we opened the door and there was 25 people out there. There was food. It's like waking up on Christmas morning.
It's like something happened while we were in here in a time machine.
Yes,
and then
a party happened.
Up.
And you have to say, magical might be slightly overstating
it. But it was great.
But it was pretty damn cool.
I'm used to hauling in chairs and tables and setting everything up.
When you hear the shows on the 22nd and 23rd, you're going to hear our Thursday show. And listen to the show. In when you listen to the Thursday show and the Friday back to back, listen to them with this in mind. They are two diametrically opposed shows.
Yes,
we have this tampon-y Thursday show that gets better and better as it goes on because we're kind of anticipating the party.
Yes,
and then the Friday show when you tune into the Friday show, it is in full. You guys, I know you didn't touch.
We,
booze did, at
we
all
weren't drinking until
right?
after the first show.
Right.
And then after the first show, there's a 10-minute break. And you guys, when we open the mics for the Friday show, you are already there. Yeah. You are off the aircraft
like a
carrier,
funny car on nitrous, just and out of the chute. Boom.
But I have so many questions for both of you because I wasn't there, and so I didn't see what was going on. All I know, and this is what I was dying to ask you. I didn't want to do it over the weekend. I had to ask you when you came in today. What in the world happened with everybody getting up on the roof at our building here in Washington, D.C.?
See, I was not a part of that. I was not a part of that.
Why weren't you part of that?
Because I had drank, really, for all intents and purposes, Mike, I drank a bottle of Crown Royal.
And so
over a long period of time.
What does that have to do with the roof?
Because I go up there, I'm going to fall off and die. And that's going to ruin my day.
Did you take the elevator up or did you take
No, there is no elevator. There are steps to walk up to the roof.
Oh, steps.
Yeah, super easy. It wasn't anything crazy. Like, we just climbed on some rafter and walked up there. No.
I know why Rob didn't make the trip up to the roof.
This has nothing to do with it.
Multiple steps.
It has nothing to do with it.
I thought everybody was
We went up there to cool off because it was hot, right?
Okay. Damn hot.
So instead of going all the way down on the elevator, why would we do that? We go up on the roof and take a picture.
Oh,
that's all we do, right?
God. It was the shots up there were incredible. We have a hell of a little view. I didn't know. What's the
Remember, I tried to watch the fireworks, but it was so cloudy that all you would see is just flashes. Like, if you're driving in the fog and you see headlights, that's all you would see for the fireworks.
Yeah,
technically can't see.
I would imagine
it looked like the Falkland Islands war.
The view from our roof. First of all, is it a friendly roof for walking around?
Flat.
You can walk up there and everything. The view has to be absolutely stupendous up there.
It's great, but it's not. This isn't a metropolis, Mike. You know, it's flat.
Well,
DC.
I know, I'll give you an example.
The Washington Monument.
Well, yeah.
You know, at our fine friends at Kempton, when I stay there.
Yes.
I've got the, you know, because we're up on a hill, Glover Park is a hill.
That
and
would give you a killer view. The Kempton has a better view than our building.
Oh,
if I'm being
100%
honest.
Got trees in the way.
Yeah, you're
like
higher
that,
and you're in a luxury suite.
But if you could go on the roof of the Kempton, you'd have a great view of Jimmy on the roof of this building. You could see him just down the road and he would wave to you.
So I saw a lot of people up on the roof, drunky drunks up.
There was a party after the party. Mm-hmm. And I remember everybody shimmying out because we just wanted to get this place orderly and cleaned up before Monday, right? Because we're good partners here.
Exactly.
We didn't want to make sure, we didn't want anybody to be
any
upset.
Any fallout
like that.
From
no,
anybody working
no,
in the
no,
building?
No, no, this place is spick and span. Thank you to Rob
Spotless.
Ford for coming in, mopping up everything, making sure everything was clean on a Sunday.
Good boy. Mm-hmm. Good boy.
Good man. And when I was here by myself and Shannon, we were just making sure everything was fine because everybody had left. Because sometimes it's easier, Mike, to say, go to your next location, and then you take inventory, right?
Yeah.
You make sure everything's fine.
Yeah.
The studio's working. Nothing's broken.
No vomit.
We're moving
on any of the equipment or anything.
None
exactly.
vomit.
Exactly. We're good to go. Everybody was super respectful. A nice crew. And I get a text that everyone's down the street at this bar, right? And I say, all right, I'll be there in a second. Shan's like, I'm going to go home. We've been drinking for hours. They say, well, that's fine.
She is such a smart lady. this should have been the advice for everybody.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I know.
So we go,
but that's no fun.
No, you're right.
We go to the
fun.
Second location. I see Rob holding court in the back room of this.
Do you care to mention the second?
Oh,
location?
Yeah, it's Matt Fox. We just went down to the brewery.
All right, the Matt Fox.
Yeah. All right,
great.
So for
place.
Those of you that went down for our little party when Mike was in town, you have a good perspective.
Oh, so you guys went way
place.
Downtown then? You went way downtown.
Oh no, it's right down the street from here.
All right. Well,
you can walk.
Define right down the. You're like my sister.
It's two storefronts away.
Two storefronts.
Oh, Mad Fox.
Yes, okay. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
I was thinking of the Mad Hatter.
No, Mad Fox.
So we, oh, Mad
brewery,
Fox is
the brewery.
But everybody's pissed off. The Hatter, the Fox. They're all mad.
Mad. You know, if you come and drink in D.C., you'll go crazy. And also, on all the TVs, they're running Mad About You.
I walk in, and the first people I see are Rob Ford and Dan O'Brien, former interns and also part of our family here, right?
Was he still in the sweater?
He was still in the sweater, tight sweater.
This is going to come into play, I think. Does it come into play in the second show?
His Christmas sweater.
Mike, if the sweater was any tighter, it would be transparent because all of the fabric is just stretched to the utmost. And we may have been what you would say.
I don't
relentless.
Want to insult the boy, but does he have an unusually large head, too?
I think he might. Yeah.
Does he have like a bald head?
I haven't noticed that, but I'll figure that out.
Yeah. Blockhead? Every picture I see of Dan O'Brien, it's just like it's like face.
We all have big heads in the studio.
We had a guy, speaking, you know, I was getting nostalgic before talking about my, when I was a baby DJ at WOHN, it was owned by a guy named Ernie Pels. And Ernie Pels' nickname was Face.
Face!
Face!
He was a little guy,
yes.
And he had a massive head. And on that massive head, his face was even bigger. So we call his nickname was Face.
That's not a bad nickname to get.
His face coming,
one, right?
Face is coming because it was like bleh.
Scarface.
Dan O'Brien's in it. Every picture I see, it's just like I see everybody. There was one group picture. I think you took it, Oscar, in the studio, and Rob was almost. Rob was so loaded, he was almost unrecognizable.
Thank you.
With the picture that he. Do you know the picture I'm taking?
There's
I'm
a few
about,
pictures
where he's got this expression on it. Your expression is just like.
Although I managed myself, I stayed in that. Blissfully almost dead zone for about 5 hours. So I did okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
My father had a relative, Aunt Muriel, that behind her back they called her Kite Face.
Kite Face?
Because
it was
her
massive.
Face was as big as a kite.
You guys are so messed up.
So Face is actually quite flattering next
big
to Kite Face.
Face.
We
yeah.
had a guy in high school we called Abstract Face because he looked like a Monet.
Oh, my God.
Nothing Picasso. Yeah. Was it a Monet or a Picasso?
Yeah, Picasso. Sorry.
Picasso.
Yeah.
Monet, he looked like a you know, a lily pond with flowers around it.
That's the sports junkies.
I just wanted to be, you know, not, you know for you. My art majors out there, I want to make sure, you know, if you called him Monet Face, you know, he probably would have a lot of acne. You know?
That's the sports junkies'
favorite.
These would
be colors, and they'd be kind of soft and run together. I'm sorry for the art history lesson.
No,
here,
it's good.
That's
you
know, great.
I mean,
love
I happen
it.
To know
clarified.
Those two artists.
Context.
Yeah. Picasso head.
Yeah. The sports junkies love that painter, though. Monet.
Abstract face. Hey, we got to take another break. Sorry about that. When we come back, we'll hear more about the second location and
how
a couple
third
of interns.
Location.
Yeah, the third. Oh, you went to a third.
Oh yeah.
Oh
well, now I got to hear.
You
this.
See me I too. I have no idea.
All right, do me a favor. Race back to the Michael. We'll take a break. Be right with you, everybody. He's going to find
out who's not in. These days, it seems that it's tough to find anything to laugh about. There is something that can help. A TMOS bonus package for less than 5 cents a show. You get an extra hour of hilarity and at the same time help those in need. So far, the kindness of TMOS Nation has helped with Chimani repairs on an 1840s brownstone in Georgetown. Refurbish a kitchen and making it safe for small children and the elderly in Florida, and provided joy for a family of four at King's Dominion in Virginia. Won't you help today? Log on to MikeOMiraShow.com and help keep the funny train rolling in 2017 with a bonus package. Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sherry's Berries. Berries so good, I have to tell you that I practically licked them off the floor the other day when I spilled them all over the floor. No matter who you're shopping for, Sherry's Berries, the perfect gift. We're talking about freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries starting at just $19.99. That is over a 30% savings. Or double the berries for just $10 more. That's called Doppelberries.
Doppelberries.
All you
Oscar,
need to
yeah.
take advantage of this amazing deal is our code TMOS. We've told you about them. They're massive. They're fresh. They're juicy gourmet berries. They're as big as your head. They're dipped in dark white and milk chocolatey goodness. Plus
yes.
decadent toppings like chocolate chips and chopped nuts. How good is that? Sherry's Berries has more than just berries. They've added amazing new seasonal treats just in time for the holidays. Christmas only 13 days away.
Oy.
Time is running out, so choose a gift from Shari's Berry's incredible selection, and you can skip the crowds and the hassle and get something you know that is a slap. I don't want to say slap N. I'll say
grand slam.
Slam dunk.
There you go.
Slam dunk.
Guarantee.
Slam dunk.
It's a slap dunk guarantee. With Christmas right around the corner, there's only one way to get this amazing $19.99 Shari's Berry's deal and help support our show. Visit berries.com and click the microphone in the top right-hand corner. Then type in TMOS. It's that easy or so. Shari's Berries has something for everyone and every taste. Go to berries.com, berries.com. Click on the microphone and type in TMOS, everybody. It's a busy time.
I had no idea there was a third location.
Third location.
Wow.
You didn't go to the, that means you didn't go, but you went to the Mad Fox?
I went to the Mad Fox, and I'll tell you how my evening ended.
Okay.
I came home, got home a little before 2, maybe 1:30-ish, quarter to 2.
Where were you at 1 o'clock when that picture was taken, where you were just like
I was at Mad Fox getting ready to go, thinking that my evening's over. And I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to watch Saturday Night Live because I'm feeling a little keyed up. Not. Yeah. So I sat down on my couch, and the next thing I know, my TV had shut off because after 4 hours of not touching anything, it turns itself off. And I said, oh, I guess I never started the show. So I got up and I went up to bed. Carrie says, "You were late." And I looked, it was 6:45. I just gotten home and passed out on my couch for 5 hours and then went to bed. Woke up at noon, marvelously refreshed.
I heard that you didn't miss anything on Saturday Night Live. That's panned a little bit by the critics.
Pretty much what I heard too, yeah. So.
Yeah, the Walter White thing apparently. Patton took a real shot at that.
Didn't care for it. We have it in the audio vault. You can make your own judgment on it.
Okay, very good.
But anyway, so yeah, I left Mad Fox a little before 1, I think, and I thought the evening was winding down.
So when you left, I remember everybody saying goodbye, right?
Right.
You had Todd and Marissa, everybody's leaving.
Yeah.
And the only two guys that didn't seem like they needed to go anywhere or wanted to go anywhere were Rob Ford and Dan O'Brien.
Well, see, the O'Brien, I can tell you he's probably got the chip. The chip with the Irish is that the party will not end. I look back on my life in my 40s, Oscar, and I say to myself, how the hell did I survive?
Well, Dan is 20 still, so give that a little perspective, right?
I mean, my bar closed at 2:30, okay?
Yeah.
And on multiple occasions, I would look at everybody and go, so where are we going now?
What's next?
Yeah, crazy.
So I think I said to the guys, look, let's see what the kitchen has to offer in this joint. It's 1 in the morning, 1:30 in the morning, right?
Right.
And I was like, maybe they'll make us something, and then we'll sober up and call it a night. It's been quite the day.
Mm-hmm.
So
they love that, by the way.
The kitchen said no 10 times, and he said, fine, we'll order more drinks. And then
So you know what they had for dinner? Olives. Drink. They had olives for dinner.
By the way, DC, with the loss of an institution known as Bistro Francais, a French restaurant that had the greatest breakfast food in the world, and when that went by the by, by the way, you could count on Bistro Francais. It was like one of the only places in town. A very difficult place to get late night dining. It's not like New York where you can go to a million
different
places.
It's almost basically impossible, right?
Well, when Bistro Francais closed, that's when Mike moved to Florida.
said, I'm out of here. If I can't eat eggs at 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm not staying.
Good night, nurse.
So I looked at the guy, said, what do you want to do now?
And because, they said, make love.
Because we're closing up. We are closing up the Mad Fox, which is closing at 2 a.m.
Right.
We're the only three guys
I know how hammered
left,
you are
right?
If you got Dan O'Brien and Rofo and you're asking them to stay.
And then they say,
I want some amazing company.
No, they were great. And I said to them, we can go somewhere else or we can go to my house and have a few cocktails, hang out.
Oh,
right?
Boy.
This is about what time?
2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, my God. Right? Oh, my God.
And I think it was either Dan or Rofo. They said, hey, isn't Good Guys across the street?
Oh, that's what Rofo wanted?
No.
That's what Rofo wanted?
I don't know how it happened, but I was so hammered. I said, wait, before we go anywhere, we have to go to the Rite Aid, and we have to buy gum because we got to talk to these strippers. Right?
So weird the way he processes
a man who's
thoughts?
That's possessed of a decorum for a particular.
Yes.
Now, what time, as far as the... I know those joints tend to go later
4 a.m.,
than the
Mike.
North.
They close at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
4 so,
why do I think... Hold on a second. Why do I think Rofo had that in his mind like the whole time?
Halfway through the first show. At 1:30, that's what he was thinking about.
I want to be the stripper. Christmas.
See the naked girls. Naked girls.
So, do you know what ladies that dance, Mike, for a living like better than a guy who has fresh breath?
What's that?
Guys who smell like 90s cologne.
Oh, boy.
So we walking into this Rite Aid, and to the...
Hey, guys, how you doing? Let's welcome Pepper, Ginger, Sheila. Yes, sirree. Candace is out here. All right, Midnight is up there. Hey, guys, put your heads together for Midnight. Let's bring all the girls out here. Don't forget that your bartenders, your waitresses. Let's make these ladies feel appreciated. Bring them out, guys. Yeah, here they come. Yeah, wait. Welcome to 3 o'clock in the morning. Strip joint.
That's right. You hey, animal. Ladies, pay special attention to the special needs intern in the front row.
So it's you, intern Dan Stop O'Brien, that. And Ropho yes. at the strip joint across the street.
So we haven't even made it in the club yet, but right. to the right, when you walk in this right, we call it the apple of drugstores, right? Because it's so
yes.
clean.
Yeah,
they actually sell cologne behind the glass.
Oscar, all about the Rite Aid. Loves yes. the Rite Aid. Yep. I haven't been in it yet. I can't wait to see it.
And I get there.
You're going to love it. I'm it's like, great.
I'm like, I hear it's just like some of the other ones.
Mike, aisles and aisles, and they're straight. And on every aisle, there's shelves. And on the shelves, merchandise.
Yeah. I said, very exciting. I said, gentlemen, you guys probably smell like ass and feet. You've been in that same clothes all day.
I'm ass.
I said, it's Christmas bonus time. All of you, 90s colognes on me.
Oh, no.
Well, oh, my God, how hammered were you? Did you buy each of them like their own cologne?
Ropho got Obsession for men.
Oh, God.
That's a good one for Ropho.
Very good covering potential.
He is the stinkiest intern.
Dan O'Brien got Eternity for men.
What do you think disappeared faster, the Obsession or the Crown Royal? Because they both probably almost look like a stop motion video.
Did you get baby bottles or did you get like full size bottles?
Big full size bottles. Sure.
You had to drop
some bank
for that.
I looked at my receipt and I'm like, why would I do this? Bought cool water for men.
Wow, time machine.
Oh, we walked God. Into that strip club smelling like the 90s, early 2000s, yeah. late 90s, early 2000s. So like we were funny. In a time machine.
That is too
damn great.
Funny.
And the fact you remember everybody said is awesome.
But you know what? Hey, if the girls can do it, the guys can do
That's
it, right?
That's true. No exactly. problem at all. Just courtesy.
Imagine
Mike.
Three guys. We had to ditch the boxes for the cologne, so we had big bottles of cologne in our
oh, I thought you were
in our jean pockets.
You're carrying the bottles in your pants.
Like a hip flask.
This is you.
Incredible. I don't need to be told how drunk they are at this point.
No, this explains this it.
Is,
yeah.
These guys are so loaded if they are doing this. That is stunning. Absolutely stunning.
I said, fellas. Don't be the pervert that sits in front of the stage. You got to go stage right okay. so the ladies come to you.
Right.
Yeah. Don't look so, desperate.
Don't look
one
needy.
Row, I know the layout of this joint. That was the first place of its kind that I ever went to
really?
In Washington, D.C. when I was a junior at American University.
It's practically seniors, on campus.
You know what? You could practically walk.
Yeah, you could.
The seniors took us down there. And the thing is, so you sat like stage right, like one row off the...
One row off. They have a three... A three-stage lineup. You just don't want to be the perv that's staring.
Yeah, they expanded. It wasn't. Yes. It was a one-stager.
But you're to
there.
The right, just not in front of the stage, right?
Let me ask this: what was the crowd scene like in that joint at that particular time?
They were slammed.
Really?
Oh, were they really?
Absolutely wow. slammed.
Were they decorated for Christmas?
They were. It looked like the inside of a holiday explosion with naked women.
That's fantastic.
Right? So Christmas lights God. Everywhere, more lights than you usually would have at any a strip joint. And I said, all right, Dan, here's some cash. I got all, you get the wad of ones, right?
Oscar's like going into his bank account.
Yeah, you get the wad of ones, and so I give them each a roll of ones, which is $20 each, right? I'm like, all right, don't give them.
You buy them cologne, you're giving them, you are loaded.
You know, I remember as a younger man, when I was their age, that I had a friend of mine, he's still on the radio in Chicago, right?
Mm-hmm.
That used to take me out when we'd have like these fun, wild nights. And right. I was like, I'm that guy now, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's no other boss, and probably shouldn't be,
you're
that's
the
going
prime
to go
age
buy,
for it.
They're
going to buy the prime age. When I was your age, I was doing it with Rudy Marsky's kid in Atlanta at the Cheetah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. And like the kid will always remember me as like this god that I was. It's just like, I remember it's like, so Rudy comes up to me the next day at some golf tournament and goes, so my kid thinks you're pretty. pretty special there, Mike. Yeah, we gave him $500. Yeah, so it was.
We went rolling deep with the $20 a piece,
right?
But we were trying to coach Dan
it's
O'Brien.
A different world now, Oscar.
Yes, we were trying to coach Dan O'Brien. Rofo and I were as the elder statesman, right?
Oh, Rofo's not an older anything.
So we're like, Dan, go up to the stage. You kindly give the dollar onto this. I think this is the first time he's ever been to a strip
right.
club. And right. he comes back.
Not, when he wasn't an employee.
He comes back. He comes back with no money. We're like, dude, what happened? He goes, she kept on dancing and I kept on giving her the money.
Oh, my God. How many, and I know this is probably difficult for you in your state to remember.
Yes.
How many working dancers do you think were?
Saturday night stacked house, Mike. Stacked.
Really?
Stacked. Because like they kept on buzzing dancers. By for their drive-by dip. And I wasn't playing that game.
No,
Dan
Oscar,
O'Brien
Oscar
was. He's getting
shut
down.
Did you have
with
any
light.
Inkling that this was going to go on?
No idea
split?
At all. No idea at all. I really, I sensed that the party was winding down. I thought it was about to bust
the
up.
The best smelling crew around, as usual.
Yeah, they smelled like the first Clinton administration.
Are they? By the way, I know you're the drunkest at this yes. point. But what was their condition? Were they?
They were
they
fun
okay?
drunks.
They
fun
were
drunks.
Fun drunks.
Fun oh, drunks. Not aggressive. Not rude.
Rob is a fun drunk. I'll give him that.
Rob Ford,
is he really?
Yeah.
Oh, he is the best drunk yeah. around, man. He does not
you know
turn.
What? I don't
he doesn't
think
go
I've ever
crazy.
Had the pleasure. I don't really think I've ever had the pleasure of being around him. I mean, he's been at parties. That
he has a wonderful
like
feminine
that.
Laugh that just comes to the front every time he drinks.
So nothing like anything. There's no sex in the champagne room.
Right.
Nothing happens.
Yeah, nothing happens at these
it's
places. 4 a, kids,
it's
so
4 a.m. The lights come on. We're like, I'm like, is it 4 a.m. already?
Closing, you close a strip joint.
We
DC,
close the brewery, it. Then we close a strip club.
That's right.
Unbelievable.
And I said,
it's time to go.
Fellas,
home.
I think the Heisman was awarded tonight in New York. I DVR'd it. Let's go watch it at my house.
Oscar doesn't want the God.
He doesn't want. He doesn't
you know
want
what,
it to
Oscar?
End.
Oscar may be Bolivian, but there, in deep inside of him, is a computer chip. That's why we're friends, because he's got the party cannot end.
Yes.
The party cannot end.
And with
end.
You not available to the party, someone had to take
you know
that
what?
Mantle.
Way to pick up the slack. Yeah. I am so proud of you. I'm giving you a standing ovation for this. The fact is that, you know, here's another great thing. He remembers it.
Yes.
That's even better. Mm. He remembers it.
Yes.
You took Dan O'Brien
and
Rofo back. Back to your home?
Mike, they breached the perimeter, and there's three grown men in this small Victorian couch that I got off Craigslist watching the Heisman Trophy announcement with
oh
three Coronas.
God.
Shocker, that's what I have in my house.
Right.
And I said, guys, whatever you do, don't spill on this rug. Shannon's going to kill me. So
did they end up sleeping there?
Rofo, oh, Dan no. O'Brien. All I remember is leaving the living room, and I said, don't take pictures of anything. This place is it's not ready. It's not camera ready. I remember saying that.
It's not camera ready.
And then I walked upstairs, and when I woke up the next morning, they were both gone. Rofo, I haven't talked to Dan O'Brien since, right? So who knows where he is.
We don't talk to him anyway.
Regardless, but Rofo gave me proof of life. He said, best night ever. Woke up with a bottle of Obsession on my chest. Thank you so much.
You know what's so great are his
the
takeaways.
Cologne. The cologne's the best part of the story.
His takeaways are wear cologne, don't spill, and just, you know, get out of here. Don't
gum.
Take pictures.
Yeah.
Gum. Always gum.
Gum.
Yeah.
And Corona.
Yeah. And Corona.
Oh,
and
my
don't
God.
Take pictures.
You know, I would share with you my evening, but it was boring.
Oh,
but
stop
it was wonderful.
It. Stop
no,
it.
It was, you know, the little guy, man, the little guy. It was the teddy bear toss at the hockey game. And, you know, I happened to be talking to a guy when they scored the goal. That means you can throw the Bears on the ice. So I missed the goal.
Aww.
I missed the goal because I was talking to a guy about New England hockey. That was it. But the little guy loved it. He hung
Did
in there.
Did Carla throw the bear?
We bought three tiny little bears. We threw them on the ice for the underprivileged kids. They
nice.
Collect all the bears, and they give the bears away. A lot of minor league franchises do this. Mm. I think major league franchises do it,
yeah.
too. And it was just a good time was had by all. But I had the atomizer jug. But it's and the way I felt on Sunday, I can't even imagine how you felt on Sunday.
I had a meeting that morning. It was yeah. rough.
Oh, my God.
Oscar and I had a good phone call that evening. Sunday evening, he called me with a question, and I said,
hello? And he said, hey.
Hey, Mike, it has to be quick, but can we do this here?
Oh, my God, we got to do it before we go to break. Yeah. All right, let's give away a fruitcake. It's time. We are now back on track. So this is for one fruitcake. We haven't rolled one over.
Right.
We are, what, 6 for 7 or 5 for 6?
Seven for 8. No, seven. Today is fruitcake 8, so we're 6 for 7. Forgive
six
me.
For seven. Dear TMOS, okay, so I love fruitcake. I'm not witty and can't write an inspiring letter like the guy who won 2 fruitcakes. Coworkers said it would be a better idea for me to write him for a fruitcake instead of you. Please choose me for a fruitcake and prove those non-TMOS listening bastards wrong. What's amusing is that I grew up in a family-owned Italian bakery, but we didn't make fruitcake, which is probably why I love fruitcake, because I'm sure we would have screwed it up. Oh, this is a positive letter.
Yeah, he's gonna
be fun. Mike is fast finding out as you get older, you dislike everybody. This is true. But through the years, the one constant has been my love of fruitcakes. Not those prepackaged 2x2x6 fermented yuck bars, but a real fruitcake with special attention to detail that I'm sure Rob, a.k.a. David, provides to each fruitcake. So please call me. Make my year. Increase my waistline. Prove my SOB coworkers wrong and rub their nose at it. They also love fruitcakes. So if I win, I promise to not even let them have a smell.
That's what cinched it right there.
What was that?
That's what cinched it right there.
How are you? How's that throat?
I think I just
how's
found a maraschino throat? Cherry stem.
I'll keep my phone nearby to accept your call. Fruitcake lover Tom O'Connell. Let's give Tom a call. See if Tom is standing by. We haven't really promoted it that much. People are just sending
they
us
know,
yes,
Mike, they know. They know. They
send
know.
Send fruitcake. Rob Spiewak, TMOS. Box. What?
Fruitcake at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Fruitcake at MikeOMaraShow.com. Calling Tom O'Connell right now.
Tom O'Connell.
Tom O'Connell.
Oh, no.
See what happens.
Come on, Tom.
This is Tom O'Connell. Is this... Holy cow. Am I going to get a cheesecake?
Cheesecake?
Oh.
Cheesecake?
Tom?
Yes?
Tom, this is Mike O'Mara from the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, my
gave us
God.
A
I
lot
of close my office door.
Okay. He's closing
is it me or does
door.
Tom sound like he's 98 years old?
He does sound that way.
No, I'm not.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. Oh, man. I am so tickled, so thrilled. This is
Tom,
amazing.
Why don't you let me get to it? You're an Irishman. You could talk for the entire show, but
and
I want to tell
why
you.
Why does a guy named O'Connell own an Italian bakery?
That I don't. I don't even. What? Now, why do you do that? Because I got to, you know, we're on a time crunch.
You're right. I'm sorry. I withdraw the question.
Tom O'Connell.
It's called Through Marriage.
Don't talk.
Through Marriage. You have won a Mike O'Mara Show fruitcake.
Yay!
A Rob Spiewak fruitcake.
That's so amazing. I got to tell Watson name that it worked.
Hey, Tom, can I ask you a question? You said you're in your office, right?
Yes, sir.
Are you, like, tugging on a bottle of, like, Kettle One in the office right now? What's going on?
Yeah, no, well, you know, I sit in my office. Nobody comes and visits me, so when I get a chance to talk, I take full advantage of it.
Oh, God bless you. Well, sir, I am delighted you support TMOS. I am so delighted you sent this very funny letter in. And you can tell your SOB coworkers they're not going to get a smell of your Rob Spiewak fruitcake, which is on its way to you, sir.
Yay!
Woo! Oh, thank you so much. I am thrilled. We will.
God bless you.
And I'm going to eat it in front of them.
That's fine. Good.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Tom. We appreciate that. God Almighty, get him off the phone. All right, very good. We will take a break and come back with news you may not need. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are now what? Now we're 8 for 9 or something like
seven
that?
For seven, eight. For,
seven for
7
8.
7 for 8.
Huge.
Well, write that down every day so
strong.
We know what we
okay,
are.
Okay, you got it.
Because I can't keep track of it. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Gary Stein.
And on this week's episode of the show, host of the podcast, Hey Frage, and the Fox 5 podcast, I still have a key card, Sarah Frazier.
What I've always dreamt about and wanted for my show, right, is I am in anything goes type person, which I think you know, right? Mm-hmm. Like, one minute I'll be wearing a bikini out in public. Like, I take my shirt off for people. I am completely
hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on. We've just entered a new segment.
You never did that on our pilot.
But when we record the second one, I will completely do the other one topless.
Whoa.
We'll just blur it out for the GM.
Oh, wow. We could do that. No, he'll want to see the whole thing. We'll blur it out for the audience. You're a hard worker, you're an entertainer, you're willing to take your shirt off.
Do you clean?
The Tony Perkins Show.
What did he say?
Do you clean?
Do you clean? Is that his wife?
No, 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 no. This is Sarah Fraser. She used to be on the radio around here, and now she has two podcasts.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah. Very good. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara.
His wife.
Isn't his wife a Sarah?
Sarah Partridge.
Yes.
See?
I know. She's spending much of the month on a pear tree.
This portion of the Mike O'Meara show is brought to you by Sleep Number. Look at him laughing at himself. After that,
he's happy. Look at him.
Look at how he thinks that's he's the so greatest joke in the world.
The
right
Rob Bottle.
This portion of the Christmas. Mike O'Meara Show brought to you by Sleep Number. This holiday, give yourself the best gift of all, the gift of smarter sleep. From beds that adjust on each side, which I love, to comfy pillows for everyone on your list, except for my wife. I got it. She didn't. Sleep Number is the only place you'll find gifts that delight night after night after night. Right now, I'm addicted to my Comfort Fit pillow that I just told you about. The best I've ever had. Plus, the Sleep Number bed lets you choose your ideal comfort on each side, so it's the perfect bed for couples. With optional Sleep IQ technology inside, it'll track your sleep and give you personal insights. You can see how it affects your sleep and how sleep affects your life. Sleep Number has been ranked highest in customer satisfaction with mattresses by J.D. Power for more than 2 years in a row. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carla's is a 65. And last night, my Sleep IQ score was a 95.
Nice.
And I feel great.
Well done. Well
now
done.
Through December 18, save $300 on selected mattresses, plus a 48-month special financing with Sleep Number credit card. Restrictions apply. Subject to credit approval. See store for details. You'll only find Sleep Number at any of the 500 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. Be sure to lay a finger on the side. Yeah, go ahead. Get a Sleep Number bed, okay? Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thank you.
News.
Bah, bah, bah.
Wow. Man, oh, man. Remember that Brady Bunch episode where Cindy got fired from her radio job because she used homophobic slurs during a Facebook rant? No? Well, that's because it never happened until now. Susan Olson, which Brady little brat was she?
Cindy, the youngest girl. The youngest
what, the
girl.
Little one?
Yeah.
Well, the little one's grown up to be a radio person. She co-hosts a show called Two Chicks Talking Politics.
Oh, boy.
On LA Talk Radio. She is a right-wing Trump supporter, while her partner and longtime friend is a liberal bisexual Hillary fan. On Wednesday, they had a gay actor named Leon Accord Whiting as a guest. Things seemed to go well, but after the show, he went on Facebook and called for Susan to be fired for, quote, spewing idiotic lies. He said, quote, she spreads outrageous misinformation and is dangerous and unprofessional. Well, apparently that set Cindy Brady off.
Ruh-roh.
She sent Leon a private message calling him all kinds of names.
Oh, dear.
Including a gay slur twice. She sent the gay slur to a gay man. It was the one that rhymes with the last name of the great comic Bob Saget.
Oh, okay. Mm.
She sent that to him twice. She also called him the P word a couple of times and said she has bigger genitalia than him.
That might be true.
And here's the story of a jobless lady who got fired because she's stupid and she's gone.
Anyway. Can't engage. Not on that level.
No, not on that level. Not anymore. Can't we retire? We talk about that on the weekend shows that we record.
Didn't she get burned because the guy took a screenshot and sent it to you, right? Yeah. And posted it online.
She got screwed. She got screwed. Death put so many celebrities in its crosshairs in 2016, but one man continues to defy the Reaper. That man is Kirk Douglas.
100, right?
Yes. Kirk celebrated his 100th birthday at the Beverly Hills Hotel this weekend, along with friends and family, including Michael Douglas, Catherine Zeta-Jones, who looks still phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Steven Spielberg, Don Rickles was there. Don Rickles is 90.
Wow.
Also on hand was Kirk's wife, Anne, who's 97. And there was a three-tiered cake with a golden bust of Kirk on top. Kirk was also presented with a glass of vodka by his cardiologist. His doctor said he could have one if he made it to 100.
That's cool.
A very, very cool celebration. And he's hanging in there, you know,
he
even
is.
With 2016 being what it was. Way to go, Kirk Douglas. Here's your box office. Office Christmas Party, not on my radar. It made $17.5 million, but it was denied a first place opening by Moana.
Because the kids are being dragged out.
They're going to see it. That made $18.8 million to stay on top. Office Christmas Party did manage to set a weirdly specific record. It had the biggest opening weekend ever for a holiday-themed movie that actually came out in December. Most of them come out in November, like Elf and The Polar Express. Those all come out in November.
It's got a great cast. I can't imagine it would be a total washout. I think there's got to be some laughs
in there.
At least
all right. Yeah.
According to a new survey, the average man spends more than 3 weeks of his life waiting for his wife or girlfriend to finish shopping.
Am I right, ladies?
We have all been in the malls, have we not? Yep. Where you see
you
the little
sit
seating
down.
Area where men are just chilling out there. It's like
the settee outside the fitting room.
I'm just gonna sit down here. You take
just
your
have
time.
A, it's a little hot in here. I'm gonna
and
rest.
This is before smartphones. At least a smartphone now can let you do other things while you're waiting.
Yeah, you
this
can text her saying I want out.
Yeah.
The average couple goes shopping together 2 times a month, and women spend 23 minutes browsing, trying on things, buying stuff, while the guy either follows her around or just awkwardly sits somewhere in the store.
Yep.
It's such a different chip that we have as men.
It is.
That adds up to 9 hours and 22 minutes a year. I love stats like this. And over the average adult lifetime, that works out to about 24 total days.
Can you imagine waiting for 24 days just for your wife? Buy the dress.
Here's a Christmas story that you're going to love. Nick Wilder is a very wealthy lawyer on the Upper East Side of Manhattan, but he lives across the street from an even richer person, a hedge fund billionaire named Philip Falcone and his wife, Lisa. Well, Lisa decorated their townhouse with a massive Christmas display this year, which includes a loudspeaker blasting Christmas music from 7 a.m. till midnight.
Oh, no.
Nick says, quote, "I like a Christmas song on Christmas Day, but I'm tired of hearing jingle bells like 700 or 800 times a day." Nick asked her to cut back on the music, and since she wouldn't do it, well, it's New York, and he's suing her.
Of course he is.
Ho, ho, ho. He's trying to get an injunction to force her to stop the music, but so far he hasn't gotten it, and the music keeps on playing. Now, listen, I don't know all the details, but I'm thinking if you were really playing loud music till midnight, outside.
Yeah, there's codes. There's violations.
Sound travels.
Come on.
Sound travels.
Give me a break here, all right? I think I'm on the side of the guy that's suing him. For the third year in a row, some guy who goes by the name Santa B paid a ton of other people's layaway items at Walmart in Pennsylvania last
week. That's cool.
I love this.
Now, as I was checking this story out, it would seem to me that this happens in the same kind of region. So I would imagine that might increase the sales at this particular Walmart. This time it happened in Everett, Pennsylvania. That's about 100 miles southeast of Pittsburgh. A woman who apparently works for him walked in last Wednesday and left a check. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
For over $46,000.
Good for them. That's awesome.
That was enough to cover all of the stuff on layaway for 194 people. The same guy spent about $50,000 back in 2014 to pay for layaway at a Walmart near Harrisburg. So I guess he has this region of Pennsylvania where he does it. Last year, he paid off all the accounts at two other Harrisburg locations and dropped about $180,000.
That is so cool.
Man, I love it.
I'd love to.
Very cool.
And you probably never know who the guy is because that's the way he is. And now, because we like to balance your Christmas stories, here's a little something, something. And it also involves a Walmart. Not near Pennsylvania. A little south of Pennsylvania.
Oh, and
in fact, a lot south of Pennsylvania.
Another state, perhaps?
Maybe a state that's a peninsula? A guy named James Walsh went to a Walmart in Port St. Lucie, Florida, last week and grabbed a 58-inch TV. Now, it says 58 inches. I thought it was like 55, 60, 65. But
that is
kind of
weird.
An off-brand,
inches.
Probably an Emerson.
Who knows? A security guard saw him walk out with the television and started chasing him, and that caught the attention of a bunch of people in the store who turned out to be police officers. I'm sorry.
His timing was horrible.
Oh, hold on.
Yeah. Mike is... We'll bring him back.
Slowly
get
dying.
The paddles, please.
Paddles!
Paddles! Clear.
It turns out James tried to steal the TV during a Shop with a Cop event at the Walmart.
Hey!
That's where cops take underprivileged kids shopping for presents. That's where this douche decides to lift his TV.
Oh, no.
So the cops go in and do the kids, underprivileged kids things with their family members. Those cops joined in on chasing this hump.
That was probably the highlight of their day.
They quickly caught him, arrested him. He has been charged with grand theft. This was not a cheap television.
Oh, no.
And, you know, because it's Monday and it's just here, look, there, I get maybe four of these a day.
Right.
I have to pick one out. Happens to be the best one. Happens to be in Florida. Leads me to today's slogan of the day.
So there's a new motto for the state of Florida.
I'm submitting all these to the Council on Tourism in Florida. They haven't accepted them.
No word back yet?
Here we go.
Okay.
Florida. A cup of sunshine, a sprinkle of fun, 2 teaspoons of your favorite alcohol beverage, and voila! Enjoy your stupid cake. Probably could have delivered that a little better. Anyway, we'll take a break and come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Meara Show, everybody.
This is the Mike O'Meara Show's quietest intern, Vincent. You may not hear me often, so listen up now. Here's a quick tip for all your gift purchasing needs. Shop on Amazon. It's easy. Visit MikeO'MeraShow.com/Amazon or follow the Amazon link from the TMOS homepage. Every purchase you make on Amazon supports the program. You can find anything you need, from books to devices to the obscure objects you need that you may feel embarrassed purchasing in person. Shop Amazon through the Mike O'Meara Show.
Thanks, Dynamo.
I'm done here.
Okay, sure. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Omaha Steaks. I want to tell you what I did for Omaha Steaks. I'm not saying this is exactly what you should do, but I did it, and maybe it's not totally in the Christmas spirit, but it's what I did.
Okay.
I sent my sister our holiday gift pack from Omaha Steaks because it's 77% off. It's an incredible deal, and I sent it last week to her. I got it done, and you can't get a better deal. The family gift pack at Omaha Steaks is fantastic. You go to omahasteaks.com, you put our TMOS code in, and there it is. I'm arriving there Friday. All right. I know that my Omaha Steaks gift pack is going to be there. Now what
this
you get
is like
in there,
Robert giving me a basketball for Christmas.
Look, if she happens to get break out the filet mignons, the top sirloins, even
what's for
meatballs.
Dinner.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm just going to maybe gently suggest tomorrow that, you know, she's going to cook dinner for us on Friday night.
Yeah,
and I'm
right.
going to say, you got 12, you have a 12-ounce package of all beef meatballs, and they are delicious. Why don't you fire those up with one of your wonderful pastas and, yum yum for the whole family.
Exactly.
Let me tell you what you get. I know it's all about me, but I'm sorry. I did. It still counts as a Christmas
gift. Yeah, you gave it to her for
sister.
You.
Right now, Omaha Steaks is giving exclusive savings to our listeners. Listen to what you get for under $50. 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 2 boneless pork chops, 4 boneless chicken breasts, 4 kielbasa sausages, 4 burgers, 12-ounce package of all beef meatballs. Hey, Kathy, I'm coming up Friday night. How about the meatballs? 4 potatoes au gratin, plus caramel apple tartlets. Now, there are 4 of those. There are going to be more of us there, but, I'd eat one. An Omaha Steak seasoning packet plus 4 additional kielbasa sausages free. All the food in the Omaha Steaks holiday package that you get for an incredible deal, $49.99. They are all delicious, and they make a great gift. And if you happen to send the gift to a family member's home that you happen to be visiting, you're probably going to be able to send the gift and then eat the food that
That's
you send
awesome.
Them.
Win-win.
I think it's a good idea. OmahaSteaks.com. Enter TMOS in the search bar. Get 77% savings on this amazing assortment. And really, technically for me, if you eat the food that you send somebody as a gift, you add on to that 77% savings.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly right.
It's the way
sheer
I look
math.
At it. Mm-hmm. It's the gift that's guaranteed to be a hit. And also, it might wind up in your own belly.
Nice.
I'm telling the truth. You know I am. Let's open up the audio vault for today. Monday, December 12, 2016. Rob Spiewak. I hope she makes those meatballs. I sure do like that meatball.
Man, I sure do want that meatball.
Boy, Kathy, make that meatball in the kitchen. Yes, sir.
So that would make Kathy the aardvark. I'm not going to make him the meatball.
We're getting there. We're getting there Friday morning. We're leaving crack of dawn.
Breakfast meatballs.
On Friday.
Eggs and meatballs.
I'm a meatball omelet. I'll eat it.
All right, we had the return of the craft recipe today, and it's just sort of it synchronized so nicely. I think it's pronounced Matt Stefan. He's a listener, and he did a little presentation for us here. He calls this the Kraft Baby Marshmallow Game.
Okay.
And he explains it within the tape. I think you'll enjoy this.
It's Kraft Baby Marshmallow time.
Hey, everybody on the Mike O'Meara Show. This is Matt. I'm going to say the words Kraft Baby Marshmallow. Then I'm going to put 10 Kraft Baby Marshmallows in my mouth. I will then say the words Kraft Baby Marshmallow again, and so forth until
so
I can't
continue.
Speak anymore.
Yes. Okay, very good.
Kraft Baby Marshmallows. Kraft Baby Marshmallows. Kraft Baby Marshmallows. Kraft Baby Marshmallows.
40.
Kraft Baby Marshmallows.
50.
Kraft Baby Marshmallows.
60.
Kraft Baby Marshmallows.
70.
Kraft Baby Marshmallows.
80.
Kraft Baby Marshmallows.
90.
That's right. I had 80.
Oh,
80. Oh, I got it. I was
in my mouth. And that's how you play the Kraft Baby Marshmallow game.
I love
it. In and out. In and out.
Well done.
That's awesome.
Marshmallow spit all over my computer.
And he plays himself out.
Kraft Baby Marshmallow time.
That's awesome.
I would welcome that from another listener or two. If you can beat holidays. If you can beat 80 marshmallows.
Oh, yeah. It's not going to be as funny as the first time, Rob.
But what I wanted by video. I want the video of it. I want to see the people with 90 marshmallows.
That, you know what? That was a wonderful idea. And it to me, it just reeks of holiday fun.
It does. Now, Carrie Fisher is still touring and promoting, I think mostly because it's this new book, but she's a hot booking because of the Rogue One. She was on the Graham Norton show, and it came up. You know, she's already revealed that she and Harrison Ford had an affair.
Yeah, I haven't heard that too much.
I love this, though, the way she describes the way he has dealt with it.
What was that? The way you said disguise.
Yeah, I made a mistake, Oscar. God knows you should recognize one.
Oh, you Highland.
Shut up. What happens here is she's describing the way over the years Harrison Ford has reacted when she has referred to the affair. Okay.
I became friends with his second wife then. And so we saw each other a lot. And no, I can literally remember three times that I, of course, made some oblique reference to it, and he went,
She said he just mumbles. He doesn't even honor it with a word.
Why are we talking about it here, lady?
I don't think there's possibly any less important story that's gotten more traction than that. That is just, but if they have squeezed every drop out of
you.
That they can get.
But for Star Wars fans, which I am not a huge Star Wars guy at all, right?
I'm not either, but I certainly understand. Yeah, you're right. That's why it gets the traction, because the whole Star Wars thing and the originators of Star Wars are still as hot today.
If I found out, I was trying to equate how important this would be. If you told me 20 years from now that Iron Man and Downey Jr., right?
Right.
And Scarlett Johansson had an affair on the set.
Right.
I would have been like, what? The Black Widow, Iron Man?
Rob, how many Star Wars movies would I have to sit down and watch if I was to be up to speed? And would it matter? Would it matter if
I'd say in an ideal world, you should watch the first three and the one that just came out before you see Rogue One. But if you want to really just bone up on it, watch the one that came out, Force Awakens. Watch that one. It's a good movie, and then you'll be ready to see Rogue One.
And your son will probably enjoy it.
Yeah, your son would love the first three.
Would he really?
Yes.
Yeah. Even at three?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's a lot of
spaceships.
No nudity, no bad words.
He's still watching Little Einsteins. I mean, come on now. Oh, by the way, my son, my buddy, the radio guy down here that we know, we went to the Breakfast with Santa yesterday, and he's Mark's a tremendous guy. They got my kid Lincoln Logs, the traditional Lincoln Logs.
Awesome. Nice.
I'm sitting there looking at the Lincoln Logs, Mr. Math Challenged. I come out. I was out on the patio. He was inside with his mother. He has put together a perfectly formed home out of the Lincoln Logs.
Wow.
You know what
just
I'm talking
about?
Just
like Lincoln.
Yeah. Lincoln Logs are just, and I looked at that. I'm like, okay, I'm sorry. There's a, you know, when daddy's like going, you put this one crosswise and you go this way. Just my little guy continues to impress.
Is there any sort of construction or geometric expertise coming from the other side of the family?
No.
No, so who knows? Yeah. Mike, he started his own thing.
Yeah, and you didn't make him tense by hanging around. Just let him do his thing.
Yeah, that's right. Just like when we're doing stuff for the projects in the studio. Daddy, leave me alone for a bit.
Daddy, I can't make the cabin. All right, I tease this. Let's close with this. Saturday Night Live, one of the big exciting reveals, I suppose it was, is that Bryan Cranston came back as Walter White, being named head of the DEA under the new presidential administration.
Now, did you like it or not? Did you like the bit or not?
I read about this, found this clip. To me, it seemed very ham-handed and inserted.
That's what I heard, that it's just really kind of forced.
But when you have a character as great as Walter White, it's always worth a listen just to, you know, check out the punch.
Somebody said, the reason I mentioned that is that somebody said it's cringeworthy.
Well, let's listen and figure that out.
I didn't cringe, but I thought it could have been handled. What they had,
I haven't heard it.
They had been, they were handed amazing ingredients, and they blew it. That's the
right,
that's the feeling.
After
I got.
We listen, before we end the audio vault,
yes.
we will all vote.
Okay, here we go. Walter White.
Where did Mr. Bannon find you?
In the comments section at Breitbart. And I'm really surprised he tracked me down because I've kind of been off the grid for a while.
And you're a high school science teacher?
Yeah.
Now, do you know anything about drug enforcement?
Oh, trust me. I know the DEA better than anyone, inside and out.
Mr. White, how did you even get considered for this job? Do you know Donald Trump?
Nope. Nope. But I'm a big fan. I like his style. He acts first and then asks questions later. I also like that wall he wants to build. Nothing comes in from Mexico, meaning a lot less competition for the rest of us.
You mean jobs?
Sure.
All right, what do you give it?
I say on a scale of 1 to 10, I give it a 5, and I think how they could have saved it is if they had a cast member doing an excellent Walter White impression. Same material seems really flat when it's delivered by the real actor.
Yeah, and I think
or
maybe,
if you get Aaron Paul in there, and yeah. You know, like you have to just make it better.
Yeah, it's just
I'm
going
to give it a 4, and I'll tell you why. Long on political agenda, short on comedy.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, there you go. Oscar,
what do you give it? 4. Same 4. 4 yeah, on the same page. I was disappointed. I you're right.
Well,
you're
right. So when they release it, my review is going to be in the paper because I gave it a 5. I'm the Kevin McCarthy of the Audio Vault. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Rob Spiewak raves. thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Our snail mail address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007 to send a letter of birthday request for our weekly mailbag. It's Rob with 2 B's at MikeOmaraShow.com. Hey, everybody. Tickets for NOLA
yes.
are still on sale. A few of you asked me over the weekend. Most definitely, they are still for sale. We sold the initial run, and then we had so many things we wanted to tell you about that we actually didn't mention that. So we'll mention it today.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go back to talking about all other stuff that we sell at the end of the year. The fact is, though, if you want to get your tickets,
do it.
Get them soon. Oscar is working right now with hotels in New Orleans to finalize good
a
packages.
A great rate for everybody.
Yeah.
A great rate.
Yeah.
It takes some time to do that, so we haven't done that. Hold off. We're going to let you know when that comes. But if you want to get
your
tickets.
They can still pick up their tickets.
You can still pick up the
it's
tickets
the
to
step.
New Orleans, Louisiana, the TMOS New Orleans weekend in Louisiana. And that's at the House of Blues. Tickets still on sale. So I wanted to mention that to you. Go ahead and grab them today. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara mentioning. That's right. I got another commercial. Sorry about that.
Not at all.
Apologize. I just wanted to get that mentioned.
It's the holidays, Mike.
That.
It's important to remind people.
This portion of our program has been brought to you by Texture. This time of year, everyone is traveling, but you can't shove all your magazines in your carry-on. When I travel up north, I'm going to bring my Texture with me on my iPad. I love it. It has totally reimagined magazines. The new app that gives you unlimited access to over 200 magazines right on your tablet or smartphone. Texture is searchable, so you can mark what you like, check out back issues, view bonus content. Texture even curates articles and magazines for you. And since Texture is entirely digital, it's environmentally friendly, and you won't have stacks of magazines all over your home. Plus, you can share Texture with the entire family. Right now, Texture is offering our listeners a 14-day free trial when you go to texture.com/TMOS. That's 14 days to try Texture absolutely free when you go to texture.com/TMOS. Get busy reading more for way less at texture.com/TMOS. They got Vanity Fair, People, Us Weekly, Rolling Stone, Entertainment Weekly, ESPN, Sports Illustrated, Esquire, GQ, Maxim, Men's Health, and then I fade away. That's it. We got to get out of here. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.